6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're listening to Pop, The History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
So hi, Nev, but Louis Sam, how are you doing, first of all?
I'm good. It's so nice to see you. And firstly, I've got to apologise because the one we did last year, I realised I had COVID. And so every time I looked at it, I was like, oh, my God, I look so awful. I was going to die. And you were so jolly and friendly, and I thought I was jolly and friendly, and I didn't realise I wasn't jolly and friendly at all. I've been in real denial about it since.
Well, the bad news is everyone will be able to see that when they watch this interview. They'll be able to go back and see that. So now you said that. But, you know, for me, you were jolly and friendly and it was fun and it worked and it was a really nice interview.
I just looked horrible. That was the thing. So, it's great to see you. And I've been watching your interviews all through the year and they've been great. And brilliant. I like the karate as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yeah. Well, I'm losing a bit of weight, but it's hard work.
Well, aren't we all, you know? Yeah.
But listen, so how are you doing? Things have changed a little bit. I mean, I'm watching your Instagram, apart from you going away and having what appears to be an extremely nice life. I'm not jealous.
It's Instagram. I completely doctor everything to make it look as though I live this wonderful life of, you know, I don't want to put anything negative up there. So, you know, I just put nice things. So, I'm always scraping around for some nice picture. I mean, I'll steal pictures, I'll do anything, but, you know, no. They have changed. The imagination is just, it's flying in the clubs, and I'm so happy. And, you know, a 63-year-old geezer with a dance hit all around Europe is making me very, very happy. Tech house as well. It's in the dance charts here in the UK.
And it's a pumping track. So how did it come about? I mean, how did this, you know, connection come?
Well, okay, so I get these odd phone calls and messages, and we want to mix imagination. Imagination is a really hard track to do anything with because the nature of the way it was recorded in the first place, with this Bernard and Tony Thompson and the Chic guys and Carlos Alomar, it's played. You know, it doesn't lend itself to being done any other way. But what we did was Lee Rose, who's this wonderful acid house producer, and Simon Britton, and writer and producer himself, they started from scratch. They completely re-recorded it. So I was like, do you know, when they sent it to me, I didn't even listen. And then I kept on getting these messages. Have you heard it? Have you heard it? And so the next day I listened to it and I was blown away because they haven't done what I thought anyone would normally do. You know, it's dark, it's horrible, it's sort of warehouse. It's the middle of it's industrial, isn't it? It's really, and they don't use all the song, which I love. Just one imagination, which is just So, and I mean, even old people like it, you know, even the diehards. So I'm very excited.
Old people like us.
Yeah.
What I love about it, you know, like you say that they only use the imagination phrase once, but on repeat. But yeah, the thing is, it somehow pulls you in completely. It's like hypnotic. It's really fantastic, and I was really surprised as well. Yeah, how they've done it. It's brilliant.
But you know, the other thing is that Steve Thompson, who produced the original in New York in 1984, he's all over it. He just says it's a masterpiece. I mean, and it is, because to take imagination and to redo it and to do it, I mean, it's not better than the original, but it's certainly, I'm proud to go out, and that's why I've been promoting it, and I'm going to promote it all summer, and I'm so happy that I'm thrilled with it. You know, it's given me a new, you know, something to scream about, which is brilliant.
I mean, when you say you're going to promote it, what are you going to do to sort of back it?
Obviously, the guys in Italy are with Ego Music and Strange Love and Diva. I mean, the way you promote records now, I don't understand. It's completely different. I mean, it's pushed out to all the clubs. It's going to be in all the clubs. It is already. I've seen the DJ reactions, you know, like thousands of them. And, you know, they're 75% great. Not even like, you know, even the ones that don't like it, you know, there's not even very many of them. So I'm really happy about that. I'm promoting it on Instagram. Everyone's sort of like, I don't think it's like the old days where you went to radio, you know. I mean, no one on radio is going to play this. It's tech house, you know. I mean, so I'm also hoping that, you know, I'm obviously going to, COVID messed everything up, but I'm hoping to do live myself. I'm hoping that will come together later in the year, if not later this year, definitely next year. But it puts the Bluey Sum name out there, you know, and they're even toying with some people now, which would be great for the United States, because the Americans know that more than they know imagination. So I don't know how they're going to do it, but then I didn't know how they did imagination. So I don't know, you know, I just turn up and sing. It's new. It's all new.
Oh, brilliant. So you literally re-recorded the track. You went into the studio and re-recorded it.
I had recorded my own imagination for Syncs. And the multi-track tapes got lost 20 years ago for the original imagination. So I had to re-record it in case anyone wanted to do, you know, movies, commercials. So I did it myself. And also there was no backing track. So I recorded Imagination about 5 years ago, identically, and they took that vocal. And you can tell it's a different vocal, but I think the vocal stands up. You know, it's okay. It's no one's come back and said, "My God, I don't like that vocal." So it's all new, all new.
When you originally wrote that song, how different was the original song that you wrote from the original hit that was, you know, produced and re-recorded in America? Tell me about the sort of the arc of the song, because, you know, I mean, it's now gone through, like, it's on its third stage. You've got the original that you wrote. Yeah.
I tell you what happened. I remember because I thought about this quite a lot, and it's one of those songs I actually remember writing. I had the verse and the bridge, but I didn't have the imagination. And I was about 19. And I remember sitting there about 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, every night I would be, you know, I worked really hard those 3 or 4 years to try and get myself a record deal. And I remember the moment I was going, "She blamed excesses on the American dream so seldom witnessed." And it was just imagination. It just came, because it's all you need when you've got that one word, you know, and it sort of, that was it. I remember that. And then I recorded it. Now, I think I recorded it in Bath with Roland and Kurt from Tears for Fears when they were in a band called Graduate, because we were on the same publishing label for about 6 months. This is way, way long. This is about 1980 something, I mean, or something like that, you know. And I think I did a demo in Bath with them. And I then but I'm not 100% sure. I think I did a demo of Imagination, which would probably be pretty straight Imagination. And then I did another version for my when I started recording my first album, which was, again, pretty straight, and that would have been in London. And then, no, I knew it wasn't right. And then when I had my final, this go to New York or your career's over moment, that's when we went with Carlos and Bernardo. It was Steve Thompson produced with Michael Barbiero and whatever. And Jimmy Malin on percussion and all those amazing people. But I knew that was my last. Obviously, I must have thought Imagination. I didn't get signed on Imagination. I know that, you know.
So when it was recorded in New York, did you know instantly that this, you've got something? Yeah, really?
Yeah. I remember it was a rainy Saturday afternoon in October. And my flight was back at, 8 o'clock on Monday morning. And I had the cassette in my hand, you know. And they mixed it. We did the vocal. We did it all in, the vocal's a live vocal I did with a guide with the guys in the studio. I was a bit nervous, in fact very nervous, and but they were really lovely. And then I remember that night Jimmy Malin came in, the backing vocals were done, it was mixed the next day. We went to a club with it Sunday night, and the club, everyone carried on dancing. I knew we had something very, very special, so I went into EMI, Tuesday morning, there you are. it was a special moment. Yeah, it only happens once or twice, trust me.
Well, that's brilliant. I also watched the remix video this morning. So,
don't you? Because I went to do a video with Lee, the producer. I went down in January to do a video for this, like to do in the studio. I just looked so awful. I just thought, I can't bear myself looking like that. I look, the second week in January, I looked fat and I looked, gross. I thought, I can't humiliate myself like this and put this out. So the following week, it must have been the Italians must have thought the same thing as well, because the following week, this amazing version of the video turns up, and I love it.
Yeah, what the weird thing about it is that it's, although it's sort of set in time, it's something that's filmed in the 80s from the visuals of it and also from the nudity in it and stuff like that. It has a very sort of 80s type feel to it, but somehow it completely works again.
Yeah, I mean, and the Ego Music and Strange Love in Italy, amazing. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, just turned up, and you're absolutely right, because it looks like oldie worldy, but it's not. It's cutting edge. They've done a great job. I mean, phenomenal job. It's a great video. I love it.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now, last time we talked, that you had previously been on stage again, but you hadn't really planned any more performances, or, you know, you were, and it was because of COVID that it sort of put a stop to that, in a sense. Yeah. You did a performance before COVID happened, and then of course, everything got cut short. Has it made you sort of think about how you want to present yourself on stage this time around? Because you were very much a live act, although you were perceived in some ways not as a live act, really. But so I just wondered how it's made you feel about performance.
That's always been the thing that's been my big thing that I hated, was the fact that I was a live act. I mean, that was my heritage. That was everything I did. And yet, because it's Baloo-y Sam, one guy, you know, no one ever, and even now, I don't think people perceive me as a, but I'm more comfortable on stage than I am, and I'd done, I paid my dues live, I want to do loads of live work, and I want to do, and I'm talking to American agents and European agents now. I've got to try and pull something together. It's really hard because I haven't done anything. So everyone's like, who is he? And this is going to be great, having imagination out there now, which is very current. Is it going to affect the stage? Well, I don't know that I can do this live. Tech House, I would quite like it if on the Tech House stage they're playing it, but I think it'll have to be the classic imagination. And also I want, I don't know who's going to be in the band, and I don't know where I'm going to be playing, and but I'm pushing at every angle at the moment to try and sort something out for next year, or maybe the end of this year,
I mean, I could imagine you doing a live gig and doing like this within the main thread of the show, like the your original through the main thread of the show, and then at the end doing that as an encore. Do you know what I mean?
The thing is with this one, actually, look, just plug it in and leave it on as they leave. You leave them with something really dark to think about as they go away and walk through the car park I've got to try and incorporate it somehow, but I haven't come up with a plan on that one yet. But, I'm just hoping that it's got legs and it stays out there, through all the raves and the dance, the summer,
One thing that I really got from the last interview is that you'd made peace with the pop star success in your past. You know what I mean? You'd had the success. You changed your life. You made the decision, yourself at some point to say, okay, that was my past. I'm now moving on and living my own life. And now it's come back and hit you in the face. Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, what I'm getting from you now is this, complete excitement and gratitude and thanks that, something that you did in the past is still relevant and people still still love it. Has it changed your perception on what you want to do in your life, or is this just a sort of bonus?
I never wanted to stop doing music. I just got out before it threw me out, I mean, as I said to you before, and you remember better than anyone, that come the 90s, I was, I wasn't big enough to survive the 90s. So unless you were really, even the big acts had a horrible time for a few years. It was only when everything started being revived and suddenly it became cool to be an 80s act. And so I just got out before I was humiliated out of the business, so you never lose it. No one knew. I mean, my children didn't know I was a singer or whatever, but it's always there. It's what I am. It's what I did. It's what I did for 10 years. It's what I, so, it doesn't take much to get us back up to speed and excited and wanting to do stuff. So yes, this is a bonus, but you know, and but what I'm really happy about is that this gives me an angle that, because it's current, you know, that it, most of the 80s, my generation, don't have them. They don't have a current record. I mean, I've got a current record, you know, not just, you know, resting my laurels on the old one. So yeah, I'm really happy about this. Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm you know, I'm screaming.
Yeah, no, what normally happens is that the old artists get into the heritage charts and they have a hit that way, very much along the lines of what they've done before, but you know, people still love it, and so that's why it's working. But this is a totally different thing. It's way out there in the stratosphere.
Well, I mean, I would imagine that most of the, you know, the people at raves have got no idea that this was an old classic, you know. But you know, I'm screaming from, and also the irony is, of course, like loads of people making these records are my age and have been around and just reinvented them. You and I, we know that us old dogs, we don't die. You know, we're in the studio banging away, whatever. I mean, you know, the funny thing about this imagination thing is, because, you know, I've been telling everyone for 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks that it's coming out. And my friends, they just, they're polite, but they don't really take it in. It was only when I started banging home, oh, we're number 28 in the charts. And they were like, well, what chart? You know, like, well, the dance charts, don't be ridiculous. And then last week I'm number 18 in the charts. And I, what? You know, and then I'm having to send proof out, you know? So we'll see where we carry on going, you know.
Well, that's brilliant. I mean, it's so brilliant to see you on such fine form with such good news.
Well, I don't have COVID for a start. I mean, and I've been watching all your interviews. Everyone bouncing away, looking so lovely. And my friend Marcus from Living in a Box, you know, all, you know, fantastic hairstyle and looking amazing. And I just looked as though I was going to die. I can't even remember. So that's probably one of the reasons why, you know, I'm out there, I'm promoting, you know.
Well, take my advice, get out there and do some karate as well, because if anything's going to kill you, that will.
You're doing so well. What are you, 35 days now, right?
Yeah, no, I've been doing that since September, and I do like 2 or 3 times a week, and I've had a couple of weeks where I couldn't go. And it's the most fantastic thing that I've ever done, because it's a combination between the sort of physicality of a really hard, tough workout that I've really never had, and also this sort of mental thing, because you have to do certain movements and stuff and control your body. And of course, when you hit an age where your body and mind somehow doesn't really work together, it makes it pretty tough. And the age group is, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I got beaten up by a 14-year-old girl a couple of weeks ago.
I love it.
So it's from 14, and most of them are around about 30, and then me at 64. But I'm absolutely loving it, and it's brilliant fun. And it's nice to be around. It's nice to do a sort of group thing where it's non-competitive in a way, although you're sometimes fighting each other. It's fun, and you're not trying to knock each other out, because we're trying to be safe, obviously, at the same time. Mind you, I did get hit 5 times in the nose by a 28-year-old woman who is so much more tougher than I'm ever going to be in my life.
But, you know, it's really important, this. And I mean, I'm the same as you. I go to the gym, you know, most days. And you know, I'm the old geezer in the corner, but I'm still doing what these kids can't do, you know. So not all of them, but some of them, you know. You make a decision. I mean, it's great for the mind. It's great for, I mean, I don't care if I'm the only old person there, you know. I call myself old. I hope I've got a few more years to go yet, but you know what I mean? And same with you. And I think it's brilliant. I mean, I've been toying with doing Muay Thai, but that's really being smashed around. And I'm not sure I'm up for that, but.
End it on one note about age. He's a young kid or something like 19. And he said, you're amazing. You know, I can't imagine my mother or father ever doing something like this at your age. And I said, how old is your mother and father?
He said,
40. Yeah, and I said, ask your gran and granddad if they want to come.
It's funny, isn't it? Because they've got no concept of age, have they? They just basically, you're in the old bracket and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
But imagine how I feel with a tech house record out there, you know?
Well, I'm thrilled for you, and I think it's brilliant, and it is a superb, superb track. And as I said at the start, there is that deep dive interview, that 1 hour interview where you have COVID, which is, and actually, it's a really good interview. You might not like the way you look, but it's a really good interview. Well, and I recommend
vanity never leaves you, Steve. But I mean, I must make sure you've got the extended mix of. You're listening to the video anyway, so you know you're hearing the extended. Because the.
You can find everything on YouTube. So
Versions. Extended is the one you want because it's just nasty. You know, I love it. I love it.
When you go back on stage just before, come back and have a chat with me then. It's brilliant to see you. Yeah. And I wish you all the success in the world. And I'm looking forward to some people being remixed into this.
Well, I'll make sure you get it. And redone, re-recorded. But I'm enjoying on Instagram your interviews so much. So, you know.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks a lot, Ned. I'll see you again.
Okay. See you soon. Bye. Bye.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.